Good morning, evening, night, wherever in the world you are. For me, it's morning. I'm actually just making my morning tea as we speak. About to put some honey in the tea so you get the full picture here because it's very exciting. I hope you're doing well. Even if you're not, just know that things will get better. And you'll be okay. Today we're talking about breakups. Why are we talking about breakups? You may be wondering. Well, I made a video about breakups about a year ago, maybe? A year and a half. And recently it's been popping off a little bit. I'm still getting comments on that video quite frequently. And so I thought to myself, maybe a lot of people are going through breakups right now, and maybe I should talk about it, and maybe this can be like, I don't know, if you're going through a breakup, or if you're not, because at some point you probably will. So maybe you'll get something out of this video. So I've been through, you know, some breakups in my life, and I think I've learned a lot about just the time following a breakup that I would like to share. And I'll try to keep this video somewhat structured. We'll see how that goes. No promises. So if you are going through a breakup right now, I know how tough it can be. I know that you may be feeling like the loneliest person in the world. Nobody understands you. No one knows what you're going through. Sure, people are telling you about their breakups, but it's not like your breakup. Your breakup was different. It's unique. What you guys had is something that no one else has had, so they couldn't possibly understand you. It was so special. And what you're feeling, you can't even explain to anyone else because they weren't there, so they're not going to understand what's the point. You feel like dying. You feel like you are dying. You feel like your heart is giving up on you. You feel like you worry your body isn't going to be able to take you through this because it's so painful. It just hurts so bad. Will you ever recover? Will you ever feel normal again? Or are you stuck feeling like this, feeling like you are deep down in a black hole where no one can rescue you ever. And this is now your new default state of being, this sad, lonely, broken person. Well, we are going to go through the steps, but just to give you some hope at this stage, things do get better. Now, you can hate me for saying that. I know. We don't want anyone telling us that because it doesn't feel like it. What do you mean things are getting better? I feel terrible. I feel like shit. And you're telling me things are getting better when? When are they getting better? A month? Doesn't feel like it. A year? Am I going to feel like this for a year? Is that what you're telling me? I know. We don't like it when people tell us that. When we are deep in this grief of a relationship that has ended, we don't believe it when people tell us things get better. And even if we do, we feel like we're not even going to make it to that point because it's too painful. So the day has come, you're broken up, and maybe I should start by saying this. One regret, I guess, I have from a breakup is that once we had broken up, it didn't take me too long to, well, for some new information, I guess, to pop up in my life about this situation. And I sent a kind of angry message to this person a few days after the breakup. And that an angry message turned into a bit of an argument between us. And that is the first thing that I want to tell you guys. Do not let your emotions get the best of you when you are just going through it, because you're going to feel all kinds of things. And look, regardless of who breaks up in a relationship or how it ends, it's painful for both parties. Perhaps it's painful in different ways, and I mean it is, but it is painful for everyone involved. I'm sorry, Fred is just trying to lick some residue off his plate from his breakfast or his bowl. But what I'm trying to say here is, that is one of the things that I've done in the past where I'm like, that was not a good idea. I was acting very irrationally. I was not thinking. I was just letting my emotions control me. And it is tempting when a relationship ends, because all of a sudden you may have questions and you feel like you haven't gotten closure and there is something more that you would like for them to know, and maybe a piece of the story is missing and you feel like they need to fill that gap for you. And that is most likely not a good idea, at least when a relationship has just ended. Because again, it's difficult for both parties. So while you are in the breakup, while you are having the discussion of breaking up, well, the best thing is if the breakup is sort of planned, right? And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is, because you guys have talked and you're like, okay, let's, you know, meet up and kind of make this official. And that is, I guess, the best kind of breakup, because then you can plan ahead and you can write down the questions that you may have and you get the chance to really think about what you want to say and what you would like for them to say. But unfortunately, not all breakups are that sophisticated. Sometimes it's something that's built up, and then all of a sudden, while you're on the phone or while you, I don't know, see them, and something happens to where the relationship just kind of falls over the edge and all of a sudden you're broken up. It's not sudden. Breakups are never sudden. It's always something that's built up, but you don't know exactly when the volcano is about to explode. Let me just take a sip of my tea. And so if that's the situation of the breakup, where it was unexpected in terms of when it would happen, then you don't really get the chance maybe to ask all the questions and to, I don't want to say closure, because I don't feel like you ever really, I don't know, what even is closure? We think that closure is, well, we get all the answers that we want, we know exactly what happened, exactly what they were thinking, exactly where we stand. But even so, breakups are still complicated and tricky. But that is my number one advice. Get all the questions that you want to get answers to asked. And live with the fact that even if you really plan this part, you may still have some questions afterwards. Even if you think you asked all the questions and you talked about everything as thoroughly as you possibly could, there's still a chance that afterwards, maybe a week after, or a month after, or a year after, something is going to pop up and you're going to have more questions. And you're just kind of going to have to live with that. But as thoroughly as possible, remember that in a breakup situation, yes, you care about the other person, but you shouldn't care about how they view you. You know, don't have pride thinking, oh, I'm not going to ask any questions and I'm going to act like I don't care, because you're only hurting yourself in that situation. You guys are over. And I know it sucks, But this is where you need to think about yourself and your healing. And if you are too busy thinking about having pride and pretending like you're not hurt or pretending like you don't care and like you're not interested in knowing more details, you're just going to hurt your own healing process. So my suggestion, can never pronounce that word right, is to ask the questions that you want answers to. And this is also going to depend on the person, right? And maybe they're a person who is just not going to help you out. They're just not going to give you any answers. And if that is the case, I'm very sorry. That is a very shitty thing to do to a person. To not give them the answers that they want in a situation like this. But unfortunately, that's the way some people are, and you cannot control that. So if you have tried getting some answers out of them or just talk something through, maybe there's something you don't quite understand, and if they are not willing to give you that, you have to just shut that door and let that be. You cannot force anyone to communicate with you. So that is the first thing. The second thing, which is what I started the episode with, was do not reach out. Do not send messages. Do not let your emotions get the best of you. Talk to your friends. Make sure you have someone keeping you accountable. And if it helps to delete their number or unfollow them, this is going to depend on the relationship and the person. And we will get to the whole unfollow and block and stuff like that situation. But before we get there, don't send messages is what I would suggest. It usually doesn't end well because right after a breakup, everyone involved is emotional. So you're not really able to think rationally. And therefore, any messages that you send are probably messages that you're going to look back on and think, that was very emotional of me and I should not have said that. So stand clear of sending them anything. If this is a situation where you need to settle stuff, like maybe you have your things at their place or they have their things at your place, to be honest, I would say only meet them if you really have to. If there is a friend who can pick up your stuff or their stuff, I would personally say that that is the best idea. I've done the whole thing where you go and pick your stuff up, and I don't really think it was a good idea because things were still very emotional. So could I go back? I would probably have them just like post my stuff or mail my stuff over, which may sound like super advanced and unnecessary, but that's just me personally. Or have someone like pick it up. And also, don't be ridiculous, right? Like if you've forgotten a hairpin or a pad or, I don't know, a pair of socks, you don't need to get that back, right? Like we're talking things that you actually need to get or they need to get. So if it's something silly that you can easily replace, don't be ridiculous. You don't need it. Don't go over there. It's not necessary. If it's like a computer or a lot of clothes or shoes, maybe jewelry, then sure, I get it. But otherwise, meh, not worth it. Okay, you're broken up. You have not sent them any messages. You have retrieved your stuff from their place. Now what? The world is still falling apart. Well, since we live in the social media era, I think it's necessary to talk about how you can deal with, well, social media. Do you unfollow this person? Do you block them? what do you do? So this is really going to depend on the type of person you are, the type of person they are, and maybe the breakup. Some people want to block and delete this person from everywhere, from everything immediately. They need to completely eliminate this person from their life in order to move on. Other people really don't care. Other people continue to follow, continue to watch their stories, or I don't know. They don't really care about that part of the breakup. Personally, I've been in both situations, but generally speaking, I really don't care about continuing to follow the person or, you know, have that sort of, yeah, just continue business as usual in a way. Well, again, it depends, but generally speaking. And if it's reciprocated, right? If that person feels the same way, if there's someone who removes you from everywhere and blocks you from everywhere, maybe you can just do the same to kind of meet the way that they want to handle things. Because there's no point in, like, usually two people, like, when you break up, you do kind of act in the same way. So if one person unfollows and whatnot, you're more likely to also do it. Or if one person blocks, you're also more likely to block, because you kind of take it as a sign of, oh, okay, this is how this person would like to proceed. And also, if you think it's going to help you, go ahead and do that. And there's also the question of, do I delete photos and messages, and do I just try to make them disappear out of my life as if they never existed? So personally, I don't care about deleting stuff. I feel like the people that you meet in life are always going to be a part of your life in some way, right? Because they have literally been a part of your life and they have helped shape you in some way, shape or form. Good and bad, you know? And so I personally have never felt the need to delete stuff and to pretend like this person never existed. Other people do that immediately. It helps them move on. So this is not really a place where I can give you any advice. You really have to just feel for yourself, like, what do I need in this very moment? Do I need to just completely remove myself from this person and pretend like they never existed? If the answer is yes, then you should obviously do that. If the answer is no, then don't do that. And maybe wait it out a little bit. Maybe don't make this decision, like, right after you break up, because then you are probably gonna want to delete them and remove them from your life completely. Again, try to not act emotionally. So I think really the best thing to do after a breakup, like for the initial time after the breakup, is to just don't do anything. Just don't move. Stay in your bed for like a week, because anything you do is going to be completely emotional. Don't stay in your bed. Talk to your friends and, you know, try to be healthy and take care of yourself. But you know what I mean? Like, don't make any decisions regarding this person and the breakup. I think it's too soon, because you don't really know what you're doing, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Everything in your mind is just a mess. Nothing is clear. So I don't think it's the best time to make any decisions that you cannot undo, right? So try to take a step back from the situation and wait before you make a decision like deleting all the photos with this person. Because you're never going to be able to undo that. But yeah, I am team not deleting, because I don't know. I mean, I have so many photos of so many things from so many years. I mean, I have, what are they called? Hard drives filled with photos from like 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, blah, 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 up until now. And so it makes no sense for me to delete certain parts or certain people from that collection. That's just me. okay, now that you've decided whether or not you are going to delete them or not, how do you actually move on? How do you actually get back to a point of feeling just normal? Feeling like just anyone. You feel like you would trade your mind for any mind who is not heartbroken because they must have it better than you. I know the feeling. This answer is going to suck. I'm sorry. It is. Time heals. Ugh. Lana, hold on. Did I listen to you talk for 20 minutes only for you to give me the time heals bullshit talk? I'm never coming back to this podcast ever again. I'm leaving a 1-star review right now. I get it. Again, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear that there is a magic pill that you eat every morning for 1 week. And boom, you're back to being fabulous. As if nothing happened. You're healed, baby. Well, that's not exactly how it works. Everything in life that is painful, that happens to us, hurts the most when it's just happened. When it's very fresh in our memory. Where the emotions are as intense as they will ever be. But human beings have this amazing ability of healing, of forgetting, of not remembering things as intensely, or at least not feeling them as intensely as when this painful event occurred in our lives. Now, that does not mean that we forget things. If we really, really think about it, I'm sure even 10 years down the line, we can still make ourselves feel exactly what we were feeling at that moment. We can. If we really want to torture ourselves, we're pretty good at it. But the everyday or the day-to-day life is no longer going to be this painful experience that it is right after a breakup. And now keep in mind, when I say right after a breakup, this is going to vary for everyone. Some people are sad for like a week and then they're fine, like nothing happened. Some people are sad for 3 years. But it's not going to be as intense. If you think you are going to forget this person, like forget their existence, to the point where someone mentions their name, you're like, who? That's not going to happen. And that is a risk that we take when we enter any relationship. When you enter a relationship, when you start dating someone, when you say yes to being their girlfriend or boyfriend or to marry them, you are saying, I agree to never being the same. I agree to never being able to erase you from my life, ever, for as long as I live. You will forever be a part of my existence. That's what you're agreeing to. When you're saying, yeah, I want to be your girlfriend, that's essentially what you're saying. You're like, regardless of what happens from here on out, I will never be able to go back to the time before I knew you. And in the beginning, when you're broken up, that may be a sad thing because all you want to do is forget. But oftentimes, as time moves on or goes on, it's no longer as sad or sad at all, depending on the breakup and what happened, of course. Eventually, it's just going to become another memory. One that has more emotion attached to it than other memories, but it's not going to be heavy. It's no longer a weight. It's just kind of there. And you may still not be able to go to certain places or listen to certain types of music or smell a certain cologne or perfume without being brought right back to those memories. And the conclusion, I'm not done, but I just want to say this, of this whole forgetting someone thing is that some things are going to become very light. They're not going to weigh you down anymore. I promise you. I really promise you. And some other things you're just going to have to live with, but you're going to be okay with living with them. Maybe this person, all you ever listened to together was the Beatles. And maybe you're just never going to be able to enjoy the Beatles' music anymore because it just takes you back to a period of time that you don't want to be reminded of. Maybe you can create new memories with the Beatles. Maybe if you try listening to it when you're happy, when you are, I don't know, doing something that you enjoy, maybe there is a way for you to rewire those memories to where you can actually listen to the Beatles again. But even if it's not, that's fine. Even if you have to live with the fact that, hey, I just don't really want to listen to the Beatles right now. I know I broke up with this person a year ago, but it just kind of takes me right back. Listen to something else. It's okay. You don't have to expect yourself to be a clean slate after a certain period of time has passed after a breakup. You're not going to be a clean slate. And that is okay. Grief is the price we pay for love. I don't remember who said it. Who said it? Oh, the queen. Right. I'm like the queen, as if there's only one queen. Well, Elizabeth, I think. Grief is the price we pay for love. This is the thing that I think personally helps get through painful events in life that cause grief, such as a breakup. Because when you're broken up, you really are grieving. Because you go from having this person in your life who you spent a lot of time with, who you, I guess, thought was someone you would spend many, many more years with, potentially forever. And you share so much with this person, and now they're gone. And it feels like death, in a way. It may sound brutal, but if you've ever been through a breakup, you're not going to think it's an exaggeration. At least if you've been through a breakup that actually was painful. It does feel like death. You're grieving a relationship and the person, in a way, even though they're not gone in that way, but they're gone from your life. And the relationship is gone. You know, it's vanished. And so you are grieving. And one thing that I think helps when you're grieving is thinking, wow, I am able to grieve. I am capable of love. I was able to feel something so strongly that once it was taken away from me or once it ended, I felt such negative emotions that I feel like I am dying. And as horrible and sad as that is, it is also very beautiful. And I mean that. It means that you are capable of love. And at the end of the day, it's like, what is the point of life? And this is going to sound cheesy and I don't care. The point really is love. Like, take all the love out of your life. Even the casual love. Like, let me just get in here with a bit of a story that's very short and has nothing to do with breaking up. But yesterday I was walking Fred, and as we were walking, this random woman who was running stops and she's like, hey, there is a glass on the, what is it called? On the ground, whatever. There is a glass on the ground, so be aware. And I was like, oh, I didn't see, thank you. I guess she was worried because I had a dog with me and, you know, she did not want him to walk on the glass. And I was like, oh, thank you. And so I like bow down. I like get on my knees to pick up Fred so that I can carry him over the glass. And as I'm about to pick him up, another guy stops as he's walking. He's like, "Hey, there's a glass here, just so you're aware." Like within 10 seconds, two people stopped from whatever they were doing. One was running, one was on their way somewhere, stopped to warn me, a stranger with a dog, that there is a glass and I should be careful. That is love too. So when I say take all the love out of the world and there's no point, I mean the casual love like that as well, from a stranger on the street, from this random act of kindness that we give each other. And take that away, there is no point. And so if you have been heartbroken, you're doing great. You are one of those people who is capable of intense love. And I think that should be cherished. As much as when you're in the breakup, if you just broke up with someone yesterday, you're so angry at me right now. You're like, she's talking about these strangers. I don't care about the freaking glass. I'm heartbroken. Cut the crap. But hey, I'm talking as someone who is, who has recovered from breakups. So I'm on the other side. So I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about. At least I hope so. Because I feel fine now. So yeah, I do. Once some time has passed, you don't have to try and find a positive spin on things when you're fresh out of a breakup, because that's not really the focus. And I'm going to get into some practical advice as well towards the end of this episode. But that's what I want to say. Once you're able to see things more clearly, try to get a broader perspective of, oh, wow, I was capable of feeling that. I was capable of getting my feelings hurt to the point where I felt so down. I was capable of loving someone so intensely. And if you can do it once, you can do it again. And if you can be loved once by a person, you can be loved again. Because I know that after a breakup, we sometimes think, no one's ever gonna love me the way that he loved me. That's not true. That's not true. It isn't. Someone else is going to love you. It's going to be a different kind of love, because no love looks the same. No two loves look the same. Love looks different. But you're not going to want the same love, because that did not work out. It wasn't the love that you needed, or that they needed, that the both of you needed. Right? Okay, now, I think it's very hard keeping this episode structured because there is so much to say on this subject, but I would like to give some practical advice as well. Like, what do you actually do in your day-to-day? Okay, so first things first, in my opinion, you should not be turning to distractions such as alcohol, other drugs of choice, sex. Some people are going to say, actually, you should be partying and sleeping around. And look, does that work for some people? Maybe. I don't believe in it personally. I don't believe in concealing and escaping from your emotions in that way. And I also believe that it can do a lot more harm than good. So that is the first piece of advice that I have. The second piece of advice that I have is, don't, and this is going to be a hard one, don't stalk them on social media and try to keep up with what they're doing. And I know we live in a weird time where, you know, back in the day, once you were over with someone, you were over. You probably would never see them ever again anywhere. And you also did not have a phone with a bunch of photos of you guys. So they were quite literally erased. Maybe you would even forget what they looked like. we live in a very different time now where in one simple click, you can see what this person is up to, what they're posting, what they're doing, where they are, who they're seeing, who they're following. It's very strange. It's very unnatural. And we're still adjusting to how we can deal with this overexposure of other people's lives, especially when it comes to something like a breakup. It's like, how do you deal with that? I don't know, but I do know that stalking is never a good idea. I mean, any stalking, obviously, but we're talking about social media where you check up on this person to see what they're doing. I actually read a study, I think this was about, it was a while ago, so I don't even exactly remember what it was, but it was something like when you like cyber stalk someone, like an ex, you're actually tricking your brain into thinking you're with that person. Don't quote me on that. It was something along those lines where, which is really insane if you think about it, when you look up their photos, you're tricking your brain into thinking you are with this person because you are releasing happy hormones in your body and you feel safe as if you're with them. When in reality, you are just as far away from them as you were before checking in on them. So I know it's very hard. Try not to do it. Maybe have a friend keep you accountable. Maybe just take a break from social media. Just log off for a while if that's going to help you. But try not to check them up or look them up. It's just going to do more. There's just no point. Like there's not a single positive thing that can come out of that. Not a single thing, but many negative things. So don't do that. Don't feel pressured to, you know, get back to your normal routine of eating well and exercising and just being the person you were before all of this. But also do not let yourself lay in bed being sad for too long. And again, having someone who's checking up on you, someone who's keeping you accountable, someone who is not going to let you do that for too long, to dwell for too long, I think is very necessary. How about music? Some people, well, there's some studies showing that, or maybe studies showing that listening to sad music can actually help because it makes you feel like, oh, I'm not the only one who has felt this way. Because if someone is singing lyric that you can resonate with, it means that they have felt the same way, right? Otherwise, the lyric would not have been written. And it can make you feel less alone. So if you're one of those people who that applies to, sure, listen to sad music. If you're not, if you're someone who notices that listening to this makes me feel just a lot worse, don't do that. Either don't listen to anything or listen to music that makes you feel good. Because music has a very, very strong influence on how we feel and our emotions. Another piece of advice, when it comes to the mindset, I think that I don't think it's a good idea to try and put this person down in your mind. To try and be like, oh, well, they were a horrible cook anyway, and they never washed their hair, and my friend never liked him anyway. And, you know, trying to find more flaws and trying to really convince yourself of those flaws. I don't necessarily think that's helpful. I also don't think you should do the opposite of being like, well, they were this amazing person, because it's very easy to glorify a person after a breakup where all of a sudden you kind of, it can go either way, right? Either you see their good sides only. You're like, but they were so great at this and that, and I'm never going to find someone like them. Okay, you're not supposed to find someone like them because someone like them does not work with you. So remember that. but also because, the other side of it is trying to just find all the flaws that you can, trying to make them so small that you're like, oh, well, now I've convinced myself that all that they are their flaws. And so I don't need them. I feel better. I don't think going either direction is healthy. I think the healthiest thing to do, and the thing that is going to help you the most for your future, because the focus right now is you, not them, not how they are, it's you. And what I mean by that is you want to make sure that you can make the best decisions for yourself in the future and that you can heal properly. And the only way that you can heal is by seeing things for what they were and what they are. You need to be able to read the situation in an honest and truthful and accurate manner, not by concealing it or changing reality. And so how you do that is when you start your healing process, once you're done, you know, crying or not crying, or not done, sorry, I shouldn't say done crying, because you may cry even a year later or more. But once things are cooling off a little bit and you're not as emotional, and again, this can take the time that it has to take for you. Don't compare your timeline to anyone else's timeline. Yes, so once enough time has passed, you're not as emotional, you're able to think somewhat rationally, this is where you start the, I guess, learning process or healing process, where you want to think, okay, what actually was the situation about? What actually happened here? And maybe you want to talk to a therapist about this. Maybe you want to journal for yourself. Maybe you want to talk to a friend. Just make sure there is some sort of a communication. Even if for starters, it's just for yourself, by yourself, where you're just writing these emotions down, or you're just thinking about them. That's fine too. Where you're like, okay, now that I think about it, I noticed, this is an example, I noticed pretty early on that this person was very insecure. I also noticed that I never gave them the reassurance that they were seeking when they shared their insecurities with me. Okay, we got some data. So after you put down the data of what happened, and you have to be honest with yourself about how you were acting too. Even if they did the majority of the damage, there's always two people involved. And this is not, you don't do this to blame someone. Blaming is not going to get you anywhere. Being like, they hurt me, they were wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who was wrong, who was right, or who is to blame. What matters is what happened, what can I learn from this, and what can I take with me to a future relationship? Okay, so back to the example. So you may think, okay, they were insecure, I did not really reassure them. Okay, so what do you want from the future? Do you want someone who was not as insecure? Or do you want to be someone who can reassure people more? And this is gonna kind of become a game for yourself where you're like, you see what they did and you see how you reacted. Or you see what you did and you see how they reacted. And then you analyze that situation. You're like, okay, I see now that I cannot be with someone who is insecure because I hate sugarcoating things. I hate babying people. I hate having to tell people all the time that they're fine and beautiful and gorgeous. It's just not me. Maybe that's going to be your conclusion. And then you know for next time when you date someone that you're going to have to look out for someone who is very insecure and who's looking for reassurance. Or again, it can be the other way around where you're like, okay, maybe I need to become someone who can be a bit more, you know, warm and caring and say beautiful things to make someone feel better about themselves. That's for you to decide which route you are looking to go. And again, that's just an example. I think go deep enough to where you feel like you've learned something from the situation, because we don't want a breakup to have been a waste, in my opinion. You don't want to be like, okay, we're broken up, never thinking about the situation again, moving on. If that works for you, fine. Personally, I like going over things. Not too much and for too long. You know, I don't spend months doing this. But enough time to where I can see things from a zoomed out perspective that is not emotional. Emotions should be put to the side while you're doing this. A perspective that is rational, where you can see things for what they were, and if you need help from a friend who is honest, not a yes-sayer friend, an honest friend, invite them in and ask them, how do you see this situation? Who did what? How do you think I could have acted differently? How do you think they could have acted differently? And again, you're kind of using the breakup as a case study. You're not, this is not about that relationship in itself. You're not like trying to figure this person out after you're broken up, because that does not matter. You're just using the relationship as a case study for your future. So it's not really about how Eric broke your heart and now you need to figure out what exactly was going through Eric's mind. Don't waste even a second of your time trying to do that. It does not matter. You're wasting your time, you're going to get emotional, and you're not going to get any answers. The only person who can give you any answers is Eric. And you're not going to ask Eric because you guys are over and you're moving on for you. So you're using your relationship with Eric as a case study for your own future, to try and make your own future a little bit better, to try and make yourself better, and to try and make the best decision for yourself in terms of a future partner. This episode has been going on for so long. Maybe I'll make like a part two. There is, again, so much to cover when it comes to this topic of breaking up, because it's big and it's complicated, and there is so much to say. There are so many its and bits, and yeah. Okay, I really need to end this episode right now. Thank you all for listening. If you want a part two, let me know. The last thing I want to say is, regardless of where you are, it will get better. And you may not like me for saying that, but mark my words. I'll talk to you again next week. All right. Bye.